Morning, Talmidim. I want to talk about something which we've spoken about in the past, but what triggered it again, besides the fact that it has to do with this week's parsha, is a conversation that I had with the Manal the other day. The Manal is on his way back from Eretz Yisrael now. He should be back any minute. But a conversation that I had with him while he was in Eretz Yisrael made me think about it again, and I want to talk to the Talmidim about it. It has to do with the concept of flying. When you fly from point A to point B, there are many airlines that take you places. And all the airlines, I believe it's all the airlines, are competing that flyers should use them, fly through with their company, so they make more money. How do we get people to fly through their airline? The more promotions you send out, the more upgrades you can offer, the more clients you're going to have to want to fly with you. So there's a concept of frequent flyer. Frequent flyer is for the airline. They find the people that fly quite frequently, and they want them to be dedicated to this airline. So they offer them perks in order to continue flying with that airline. So within the airline industry, there's a concept called status. Status is a level. It's not only the airline industry, they also have it in the car rental industry, where there's something called status. If I rent a car once a year, it doesn't help me gain any higher status. If I rent a car every month, through a car rental, I get points every time I rent a car, and they may not charge me for an upgrade because I rent so often. Then I go into the next level. I'm a preferred client. I'm a preferred customer. It gets me to a higher level of status, and I get more perks when I want to rent the car. They'll give me a much nicer car and won't charge me extra money. The person that rents a car once a year, if he reserves an intermediate car, you may get one of those go-karts. If you rent once a month and you reserve a base car, they may upgrade you to a Cadillac. If you rent more than once a month, twice a month, three times a month, four times a month a car, then the car rental companies love you. You're their best friend. You can come to the lot. You pick any car that you want. Whatever car you want, take it. He's still paying the same amount as me that rents once a year. But since he rents so often, the car companies are competing over me. Everyone wants me to use their company. So they'll offer me different perks. I get to a higher level of standard. And if you're a Hertz Gold member, and I'm not sure if there's higher than Hertz Gold member, could be there's a Platinum member, then you can get a Ferrari if you rent. You can pay for a base car and they give you a Ferrari. That's how it works. And so too with airlines. Airlines, you fly once a year in an airline, you may get a cup of water on the plane. If you fly once a month, okay, then all the airlines want you to fly with them. So they'll give you perks. They'll hire your status. You're now a preferred traveler. And it goes to, now United has many levels, and the more often you fly, the more points you have, they treat you much nicer. So here you have someone that, for his business, he has to fly. And by default, he flies quite often, so he gains a lot of extra points, and he gains a lot of upgrade. He gets to a higher level of status, and he could even give to someone else also. A simple example. I have a chavrusa that I learn with in the morning and at night. His name is Rabbi Fishbane. He's the head of the CRC. And he flies a lot for Ashkachas. He flies around the world quite often. So he is a very high level. I think it's somewhere between 1K. I think maybe 1K member. Higher than 1K? Global? No? So, okay, I don't know all the names. But he's up there. So it happens to be that in shul, the person that sits next to him is not is a big, a biggish type of person. So every time he wants to get to his seat, he has to like squeeze by. It's not comfortable. He overheard that this person who sits next to him is flying to Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that this person flying to Eretz Yisrael is flying economy. Somewhere where I sit, somewhere in the back, all the way in the back. So he went and he called up his contact in the airline. He said, do me a favor, this and this name is going to be flying with your airline to Eretz Yisrael. Please bump him up. If you have an available spot in business class or in first class, bump him up. This person comes to the airport, ready to sit in, that's a kvetched seat over there, you know, you don't even have breathing space. Chances are I may have to use the oxygen thing to be able to breathe there in the back. And he comes to the counter and they said, oh, your name is whatever? Okay, we have for you a seat, 3C. 3C. They put him up into business, so first class, they put him up there. And he says, what? Oh, this seat is a $2,500 price on it. In addition to your regular, whatever you paid for your ticket, it's an additional $2,500 that... And he said, "What? How did I get this? Oh, are you friends with Mr. Fishbane?" He said, "I know him. Well, he arranged that you should be upgraded. So even if you are not flying, you have status within the airline. You can make a phone call and you can speak to your person. And they upgrade you right away if they have available seats. So the more often you fly, the higher status you become. Now that's when you're flying." Before you're flying or you're transferring, there's a big airport. In the airport, they have different lounges. And we spoke about this many years ago. They have different lounges in the airport. For example, if I fly from here to anywhere, for me to, I come a few minutes early, I have to wait through the security lines. It may take a long time. Then I have to wait by the gate for an hour or two. Okay. If you are a higher level of status, you don't have to wait by the gate. There is a lounge where you can wait. Now, there are different types of lounges. If you are a lower status member, you get to the lounge that has, it's a same type of seats, but it's more of a private area. Private area, in a door, you have to go into a door. You can. Some people have a special credit card that gains them access into the lounge. That's the regular lounge. If you are a 1K member, or even higher than that, that means you fly very, very often, you don't get just a regular lounge. You get a lounge that looks nicer than some hotels, beautiful hotels out there. Now, it happens to be that the Manal, the reason why we had this conversation, because one of the parents that are extremely makatoif to the Manal for all the hard work that he's done, had made such a phone call as well and got him to be upgraded into the lounge, the special, special lounge. The Manal tells me in this lounge, there was a smorgasbord nicer and more food than any hotel or any chassan hall you have ever been at. They come to you with food. They come to you every few minutes. Sir, do you want a drink? Do you want a hot drink? Do you want a cold drink? Do you want a soft drink? Do you want a hard drink? On the rocks, off the rocks. With nuts, without nuts, we're nuts, you're not. They bring a spread as you can never imagine. But I was never zeichet to that. The regular traveler is not zeichet to that. If you travel and you pick yourself up to the highest level of status of life, then they take care of you, kiyad hamelech, and they offer you suda shleima b'shatay. Mamish, they offer you, they even come, they shine your shoes. Not that you have to sit up there on that stool in front of color called aid and everybody passing by looks, who's that? Who's sitting up there on that stool? No. You sit in your comfortable massage chair. You don't have to put in quarters into the machine, into the chair. The chairs there are massage chairs. You sit down there and someone comes and they come with a shmata, a clean shmata never used before, and they polish your shoes and they shine your shoes while you're sipping on your hard little soft drink. The higher you are in status, the more privileges you get, the more bonuses you get. So the more you fly, the higher status you are. They take care of you as if you are second in command. Mishnah L'melech. Those that are zoichet to sit in that specialty lounge, don't even have to go through security like you and I. They may have even a private person that works in the airport. They walk you through security. My chavrusa, for example, he doesn't have to go through security at all. Since he's such a frequent flyer, he has clear status, it's called. Clear status is not even in all the airports, but in the airports that have it, you walk by a machine, you put your fingers, it scans your fingers, they let you go through, there is no waiting. So you don't have to wait to get your massage and shoe shined. You can go straight through, there's no security, there's no lines, you're not holding handbags and they're juggling any, you're nothing. They don't charge you for your handbags, they don't charge you for the suitcases, they don't charge you for anything. You're a frequent, you're a 1K member, you worked hard to get the higher status, you fly quite often, we're not going to nickel and dime you. Whereas when I travel, oh, you want a cup of water? Sure. $7, please. You want to bring your handbag? Sure. $50, please. You want to bring a suitcase? Definitely. $50. It has 2 pounds overweight. It's $85. You want to put something on top of the headband? No, I'm sorry. There's no room for that. That you wouldn't be able to. You have to put it on bottom. No such thing. So the one that doesn't fly much, don't get much. I don't. The one that flies a lot and he picks himself up to the higher levels of status, you get everything and you don't pay anything. That's where the line comes from. The rich become richer. They don't pay for suitcases. I have to pay for everything. So how do I reach that level of status that the doors open up, they escort me through the lines, all I have to do is put my fingers and I can cut through all the lines. They sit me down in the lounge with the massage and the drinks and the shoe shining. How do we reach that level? So in the airline industry and the car industry, it's very simple. The more you travel, the more business you give them, the more they take care of you. But this week the Torah tells us the same holds true in our world as well. When we talk about our world, we talk about the Yiddish world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with all the pleasure and all the enjoyment is here in this world. Each one of us can be taken care of as if we are a 1K or a global flyer. So here is the trick. First of all, you're better from Yitzchak V'Yaakov. You're a child of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Then you're born into status. Automatically you get status. That means you don't have to wait through all the lines. If you want to climb the ladders of status, you can go much easier. Simply because you were born as a chelik of Klal Yisrael, you're Ben Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, already you have status. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us right before Kabbalah Satoyer, the Pasuk tells us, Va'ata now, do you want to know how to grow in levels of status? Im shamoya tishmu b'koili. If you will listen to my koil, to my voice, v'shushmartem es berisi, and you're going to keep my Torah and my mitzvahs, v'heyisem li segula mikol ha'amim, I am going to choose you from all other nations in the world. That means that as soon as you're born, you'll reach a level of status already. All the other nations of the world that are born, they're also living in the same world. They do not get the level of status that we get. And how do we grow in that level of status? V'atantili mamleches koyhanim v'goy kodosh. You have the ability to grow up to be a mamleches koyhanim, kings, priests, v'goy kodosh on the Heilige Nation. You can grow very easily in this status. And it's not hard. Loi b'shamayim hi. I don't have to go up to Shemaim to reach that status. I don't have to fly from one place to another place to reach the status. There was a local Chicagoan that had a very high level of status with United. And the way it works, that if you don't maintain that status, you lose the status. If you don't keep on flying, even though you reach the level of global entry, that means I think it's one of the highest, I think it's the highest level of United, even if you reach global, you can lose it if you don't fly often enough. So he was at the verge of losing it. The only way he can save it is if he flies a machinedig amount of miles within the next week. So he took the next flight from O'Hare
to China.
He got off the plane in China, walked to the next gate, and got back onto the plane from China back to O'Hare. He needed that amount of miles. So you know what he did? He just killed an entire week flying in the air in order to maintain his status within United. People do that. People have to go bashamayim. People think that in order to reach higher levels, you have to go. It's not far. You don't have to go anywhere. All you have to do is be where you're supposed to be. Open up a siddur. Open up a sefer. You'll grow in higher levels of status. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that living in this world is growing in levels of status. When we finish this world, that's when we're going to be maximized and our shoes are going to be polished and we're going to be giving drinks. The nations of the world, the other nations of the world, they're also on a flight. They're flying spirit. And when they fly spirit, there isn't real bonuses that you get. Now, if you fly a lot with spirit, they also have a point system. If you really, really fly maybe every week in spirit, you could earn enough points to get you a flight from Chicago to Cleveland. If you really, really fly a lot. And if you fly almost every day, then you can get enough points to be able to fly from here to New York. A 12 o'clock a.m. flight. Somewhere in between March 2nd and March 3rd. So the nations of the world also fly, but they go from destination A to destination B, and when they reach destination B, they expire. A year doesn't expire. A yid grows in level of status. Every time we do we open up a siddur to daven, every time we answer b'chuvach shemayin amen, every time we open up a gemara and learn, we gain more and more points in our status, and another smorgasbord is being added, and another piece of rib steak is being added, and another piece of shawarma is being added, and another piece of sushi is being added, and another piece of whatever you like. But that has to come by you doing an effort to grow to the higher levels of status. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's Pasha, Kabbalah Satoira Pasha Yisroi, you were born in a status level. You were born in an entry level. You're going to grow higher and higher. You're going to be different than the rest of the world, the nations of the world. They're also born on an airplane. They come and they go and that's it. But you're not just born on an airplane. Destination. You are born on a destination of growing to higher levels of status, that you should reach the highest level, and it's easy to reach the highest level. All that we have to do is Shemaya Tishmu B'Koili, listen to what Hashem says, or Shmartim Es Barisi, then the Yisali Sigula, you're going to be to the highest level of status possible when we get the reward. Time now is 8:45. Class begins at 9:10.